USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Polls have closed in Louisiana where the runoff election for governor is taking place. Democrat incumbent John Bel Edwards is hoping to stay in office despite President Trump campaigning for his Republican opponent, Eddie Rasponi.
We have a situation here where we have a job creator, particularly like in the oil and gas industry, where we've lost thousands of jobs because of the lawsuit abuse by John Bel Edwards' plaintiff attorneys. So we need to turn something around here.
Political experts believe the race is too close to call. Five people are dead and an 11-year-old is in critical condition after a shooting inside a San Diego home. Police say the dead include a man, woman, and three children under the age of 10. The sixth victim is currently in surgery. No arrests have been made, but police say there is no further threat to the public, nor are there any outstanding suspects. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allenroot, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Chicago teachers give the thumbs up to a historic deal. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Chicago teachers have approved the contract deal that ended an 11-day strike. It includes pay raises, $35 million to enforce limits on class sizes, and a place to supply each school with a nurse and a social worker. More than 25,000 members went on strike October 17th. The teachers held marches and rallies across the city, and the district kept the schools open but canceled 2 weeks of classes. More than 300,000 students and their families were affected.
Police in New Jersey say five men are being charged in Friday night's shooting at a high school football game that left three people wounded. The shooting occurred at Pleasantville High School, and it sent players and fans running for cover. Authorities say a 10-year-old boy is among the wounded and is in critical condition after being shot in the neck. One suspect is charged with three counts of attempted murder. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Department of Education Secretary Betsy DeVos claims that America's education system was so substandard that many future law enforcement officials lack knowledge about one of the most significant events in our nation's history. DeVos says she had a conversation with FBI Director Christopher Wray, and he said that many FBI agents are so young they don't really know what happened on September 11th. Well, this begs the bigger question of, do Americans and do many young people these days understand and know about history? Well, I had a chance to catch up with historian Andrew Roberts. I asked him if there's a lack of history knowledge in the United States and overseas, for that matter.
There is a problem here, definitely, both in the United States and especially in my country, in England. It's rather shocking that in a recent poll, some 25% of British teenagers thought the American War of Independence had been won by Denzel Washington. So there is undoubtedly a problem over in England. 20% of them thought that Winston Churchill was a fictional character. So, yes, as far as that's concerned, I've been to 26 states in America promoting this book and my previous book, Churchill, Walking with Destiny. And there, actually, I found a real interest in history, not just American history, but world history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.